story. But I think, actually, I've never seen anyone carried on a mat. So we've got a mat challenge. We've got the Capener Carriers. Slightly worried now that Alex said his dream job is to be a monkey, and but I'm sure he's going to be a very quiet and still monkey. We're going to see if the Capener Carriers can carry Alex safely to the front, and hopefully Alex doesn't need healing by the time he's got to the front of church. So Alex is going to lie very still on the mat, and let's see if they can carry him. Oh, well done, Alex. Super. Always up. Oh, he's such a good patient, isn't he? Looking slightly worried, I think, actually. Oh, we've hit a barrier. Going to have to slant it slightly. Oh, no, lift it. Olivia's looking a bit worried. Arms are going slightly wobbly. Tension. Alex is looking quite relaxed, actually. Can you come up here? Oh, he's got his arms behind his head now. Looking totally, as a paralyzed man, he's looking quite chilled out. If you want to place him down there carefully, he's looking a bit worried now. Thank you very much. Let's give them a clap. Well done. You managed to do that very safely. Well, hopefully, this will be familiar to some of our children, young people. It's a magnifying glass. And in your groups, similar to what we've been doing at church, you've been looking at the Gospel of Luke. And Luke was an investigator. He was searching for evidence about Jesus. And the first week, we looked at the evidence of Jesus being in the wilderness, when Jesus was tempted. What we're thinking about now in this time of Lent. And Jesus was tempted by the devil, but he obeyed God. He didn't give in. And that tells us that Jesus didn't sin, that he's holy, he's perfect, he's the Son of God. Then last week, we saw that Jesus had authority. He called the fishermen. He had power over nature when they caught the fish. We see in other accounts when he turned the water into wine, when there was a storm that he caused to be calmed down. Jesus had authority. Just as at the start of the world, he brought about the creation of the world, so when Jesus was on earth, he had authority by what he said. So Jesus didn't sin, he had authority. And we know God is perfect and holy. So there's a problem, isn't there? God is perfect and holy. Jesus is without sin. He has authority. So how can we possibly know God? How can we follow him? We're going to now watch an animated version of the story of the paralyzed man. So again, listen carefully for the answer to that question.
I hope we're not too proud to learn something from a younger man.
But this man has no respect for anyone.
Oh, he has plenty of respect for thieves and vagabonds.
Hey, what's going on?
Friends, come on down. There's plenty of room. Welcome.
My roof.
It's no good. No good. Just let me die.
My friend, your sins are forgiven you.
Sins? Forgiven? Who can forgive sins but God?
Let me ask you a question. Which is it easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or get up and walk? But to prove to you that the Son of Man has the power on earth to forgive sins, I command you, pick up your bed and walk.
Yes! Glory to God! Glory to God!
Praise the Lord!
It's impossible!
It's true!
I've been healed!
Okay, well, we're just going to look at that Bible passage now. So if you want to grab a Bible from in front of you, because it will be helpful for you and for me, and it's page 64 in the New Testament. So page 64, it's Luke chapter 5. So in that passage, we see there's a surprise and there's a shock. There's a surprise and a shock. There's a surprise. The friends were expecting Jesus just to heal. I say just to heal, that would have been amazing. But imagine, they've heard about Jesus, the one who heals these miracles, and they've carried their friend all that way. They've found the room is busy, they can't get in. Still determined, they climbed onto the flat roof, made the hole, lowered their friend down, expecting Jesus to heal him. But what does Jesus say? Verse 20. Friend, your sins are forgiven. Friend, your sins are forgiven. What a surprise that must have been to the people who'd carried their friend there. That was the last thing they were expecting Jesus to say. Friend, your sins are forgiven. So there's a surprise in this passage, but there's also a shock. Verse 21. Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, who is this who is speaking blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? What a shock to the religious leaders. But they were right. They were 100% right. Only God can forgive sins. And that's exactly what Jesus was saying. I am God. I am the Son of God. I am able to forgive sins. And then Jesus heals a man as a sign. The most important thing is not so much the healing, but what was it a sign of? Have a look at verse 24. But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the one who is paralyzed, I say to you, stand up and take your bed and go home. It was a sign. The Son of Man, Jesus, is the only one who has authority to forgive sins. So with our magnifying glass in the younger groups, when we're seeing Luke as an investigator, we found out that Jesus didn't sin, that Jesus is holy and perfect, that he had authority. And now we find out that he's the only one who can forgive sins. And actually, there's two verses in Romans chapter 3 which really sum this up. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And those verses in Romans speak the truth, don't they? We all know we do wrong things, but it also gives that great hope that it's through Jesus that we're forgiven. So we may or may not get to do our dream job when you're older, young people. Adults, we may or may not be doing our dream job and may yet still get to do our dream job. We may need physical healing today. We may not need physical healing today. But we all need forgiveness. And that only comes through Jesus and from Jesus. So two thoughts about this passage. We had the mat challenge of carrying the mats from the back of church to the front of church. But actually, I think of all of us face a mat challenge. Are we prepared to place ourselves on a mat metaphorically, to humble ourselves and come before God and say, by myself, I am hopeless and helpless in my sin, in my wrongdoing. There is nothing I can do about it. But to come and know the forgiveness that is only through Jesus, that is total and complete. Probably the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Do you and I know that complete and total forgiveness this morning? That's what God longs for you and me, and it comes through Jesus alone. Secondly, if you and I do know that forgiveness, are we like the friends who carried the mat in faith? Do we lead our friends to know Jesus? Do we take that step of faith of sharing Jesus with our friends? God longs everyone in this church today leaves here knowing his complete and total forgiveness. And that certain hope that God is with us every day by his Holy Spirit and the certain hope of eternity with him. But he also longs that every person outside of this church also knows that hope. So I pray that each one of us knows that forgiveness that comes through Jesus, and by God's power, by his Holy Spirit, we're able to share that hope with those around us. Amen.